Good morning. 6:24 a.m. June 4th, 2012. A Monday morning. I'm hoping this is going to be a work day. Yesterday was kind of taken up by family and chores, and I only got about 1,000 words in yesterday, which was certainly less than the 5,000 I was shooting for, let me say. I only need to have 15,000 by the end of the week in order to satisfy my sprint goals of 15,000 words this week. I'd really like to have something closer to 25,000 by the time the week is over and have a complete manuscript for Zaitreya's call. It's certainly possible if I can get a few hours of uninterrupted writing time. Now, granted, that's not going to happen today. I've got a lot of things to break up the day, and they'll probably add up to not a great day. However, I'm going to do what I can. We'll punt on the rest. I've got a bunch of narrations that I have to do, and I haven't done any narrations, but they've been on my schedule, so I really need to address some of those and start getting those ticked off so that I can take those off the things to do list. So let's see. I apologize for yesterday's humming. I think it has to do with the earbud, because it occurred on a couple of different places and always where I was using the earbud. I tried yesterday and recorded with the earbud, and it hummed, recorded without the earbud, and it didn't, so I'm assuming there was something wrong with the bud. I also deleted a lot of files from my phone to try to clear up some room, just in case what was happening was actually something to do with a memory storage problem on the phone. So with that, I've checked a couple of times this morning, run a couple small sample files. It seems that the earbud is working correctly this morning. We'll hope that it continues to do so. Worst case scenario, I record directly on the phone and hold it up as if I'm talking into a recorder. At any rate, today we'll probably be spent some time working on the new website as well, working with Allie to get it, to get her the stuff that she needs so that she can work and build the website up. I got all of the framework components installed for her, so she should be able to start digging right in and dealing with some of the other issues. Another thing that we did was get a good headshot. Now, my daughter, who is a gamer, when I told her I needed a headshot, seemed somewhat surprised, to say the least. It took me a minute to explain to her that what I needed was a photograph. It was just my head, sometimes called a headshot or an author's dust jacket photo. And the one that she came up with was, I think, quite nice. I can't remember if I talked about it yesterday or not. She took a picture. It was in color, and I was able to desaturate it to take the color out and then work with a couple of filters to bring out some of the overexposed portions and tone down some of the dark, so that it came out with rather a nicely articulated grayscale. I was quite pleased with the way that it came out. Even Bruce Press said he thought it was a spectacular photograph, so I guess it's working out okay. Oh, what else? Let's see. I can't think. I'm working on the new beginning of Zaitreya's Call, and I'm liking the way that it's going. I actually had part of it done before, and I recovered a few thousand words in order to make the beginning a lot smoother. I need to deal with some other issues right now with it and help set the stage for the plot. The problem that I'm having is that I've learned so much about storytelling that I'm almost shut down in terms of my ability to tell a story, because before I did it without really thinking, and now the challenge is to put my critical brain aside and let my fingers tell the story that they want to tell, and trust that they'll tell the story that needs telling. That was always the risk, and I think on the balance, when I finally get the words flowing again, and we get the tap opened up all the way. I think it's going to result in much better, much cleaner, much more engaging prose. So we'll see. Either that or it will have destroyed me forever and I'll never be able to write again. So I figure there's, you know, basically those two choices. I suppose there's some gray area in between, but no, probably not. I am, of course, joking. Let's see. This is actually a pretty low trauma week in terms of external activities. Kids have got art camp this week, and there will be a show on Friday afternoon. But basically, my wife will take them to art camp in the morning and drop them because it's at the university. And I'll go back and get them in the afternoon around 3, which leaves, if it works right, which leaves pretty good chunks of time where I have the house largely to myself. Now, those are the hours that I really need to be spending working, because when the kids are here, when the wife is here, when everybody's in the house, it becomes very difficult to work. So I'll have to see how that all goes. La-di-da, la-di-da. I need to make some phone calls today. The area, we arranged for a tree company to come and deal with the trees in the yard to deal with some of the overgrown shrubbery. And I got an estimate, and I called to activate the estimate, to approve the estimate, but I never got a call back saying, yes, they got my call. So I have to do that today. I also have to call and start making arrangements to get my cataract surgery done, because this is getting really difficult to see. It doesn't help my writing when I can't tell the difference on the screen between a comma and a period. And then I get sidetracked by trying to figure out which one it is. And I'm working on a screen that's 22 inches, and the effective size of the text is enough to shock my wife. So, no, I don't know that for sure because she doesn't see my screen with text on it. But it is quite large. When I look at it compared to, for example, websites, websites seem really, really tiny compared to the way I'm working. And yet, even with the characters that large, it's difficult for me to make out sometimes in the glare whether they're commas or periods. So an interesting challenge, and I'm going to have to get that addressed relatively quickly because I can't go on like this. Let's see what else. I think I put on enough clothes this morning. Put on one of my new denim shirts and over t-shirt and then my windbreaker. And I'm working up a sweat, so probably didn't need quite so much in terms of outerwear today. It's summer. It's June. One would hope that it would be summer. I'm trying to think of which episodes and which pieces to pull for, if I'm going to put this forward for Parsec Award, what parts am I going to put forward? Honestly, looking at some of the competition in that category, I do seriously question whether or not I'm going to be wasting the judges' time. Toward that end, I'm trying to figure out how do I represent this? How do I stand this up next to things like I Should Be Writing or Adventures in Sci-Fi Publishing? How do I deal with this? And I'm not sure that I really want to. To be perfectly frank, to be perfectly honest, when I look at the content creation podcasts, the other podcasts in this category, you know, and I appreciate that everyone who is listening thinks that this is a worthwhile podcast. Well, I'm not going to argue that it's not worthwhile. If I didn't think it was worthwhile, I wouldn't do it. But the reality of it is, you know, this isn't in that class. I don't really talk about craft that much, but in between my whining, all the rest. I actually do talk a lot about craft. Let me know which bits. I don't know how. I'm going to go look and see what I need in order to do a sample. Perhaps if you have a favorite episode, or if you know of an episode that has particular content in it, let me know which one it is, and I'll make sure that it gets included in the sample. Dog doesn't sound too healthy. That was a lady running beside her dog. Dog was panting. That wasn't the woman. That was the dog. Anyway. So, Narrator's Workshop is coming up next Sunday, the 10th. Tony's asked me to do a promo of it. Not exactly sure what kind of promo. I'm going to try to do one that's like talking on my morning walk using this setup and this equipment. I've tried it about 17 times now, and I keep getting my tongue wrapped around my eye teeth and can't see what I'm saying. So it's a bit of a problem. And then car goes by, and I realize that I have to do this in one take because I can't clip out and keep the footprints clean. So I have to do it all in one go, and I have to get it right. And I'm trying to keep it short and punchy, and it's difficult to do that while I'm walking and talking and recording and making sure everything is working as it's supposed to. I mean, it's a simple message. You'd think I could get it down. I think what I need to do is write it down so that I'll be able to read it a little bit. At least have the bullet points so that I can look at them and make sure that I'm saying what I need to say next. It's not that I don't know what they are, it's just trying to think of them in the right time that becomes problematic. I mean, talking on the morning walk is really just a stream of consciousness. So if I flub, if I blow it, if I do an if I stand, or if I walk and don't talk, or anything like that, car goes by, That's part of the ambience, it's part of the podcast, it's part of the deal. For Narrator's Workshop, it's kind of like a nice way to let people know what kind of work they're going to be getting. Yeah, maybe I'll write something up and then record it in the booth later this morning when I'm doing, let's see, what am I going to do first? I'll probably do J. Daniel Sawyer's stuff first just to get it off. It's short. I can probably do all of it in an hour, and I've allocated a week to it, so that would buy me a lot of time if I could get it done. I have two, but they're both short bits. One is Bill Shelley, and he's supposed to sing a hymn I don't know, which is going to be a bit of a challenge because, you know, it's not like I know a lot of hymns to begin with, but I'm going to have to watch the YouTube video and learn how it works a couple of times before I can be able to do it. And according to the text, it's supposed to be sort of a Gregorian chant kind of presentation. And it's like, really? A hymn in chant? Which I suppose is actually what Gregorian chant is, but that's a specific kind of sound. I'm not sure I actually have that. We'll see. We'll see. I got to get the words. That's one of the problems, because the bugger didn't give me the words. He just gave me the title. I have to go find the words and print them out or something. My younger daughter had me singing a parody song. Apparently in Mulan, there is a song in Mulan called Be a Man. And the chorus is like, I'll make a man out of you, which sounds like it ought to be in Rocky Horror Picture Show, but it's not. It's about training warriors. And one of her friends did a parody of it called Be a Tank. Good morning.
Good morning.
One of my friends did a parody of it called Be a Tank, and she had me sing that one day. I shudder to think where that might be appearing next. Good morning. So we'll see. We'll see how it works out. I'm not really much of a singer. I mean, I do sing, but it's not like I'm going to be taking on Joshua Ledet on America's Idol. America's Got Talent or whatever it is. So I wonder what these people think when I walk by them talking, wishing them good morning, and then continuing on with my conversation. Since I'm holding my phone, I'm sure they think I'm on the phone, which is fine. So, protect your coloration. Oh, so the Grand Eastern Walk is almost at an end. I'm getting ready to cross the street at the end of the long Eastern run. Really is a long, long, long straight stretch. Look back there and see half a mile or more. One straight stretch of sidewalk. Cross the street, turn north along the park. There we go. And we're walking. And I should be back in time to wake people up, get them going, get the day underway in good order at my house. Usually I write for an hour or so before I get underway. This morning I spent all the time going through emails and unloading Twitters and basically dubbing about with the new website a little bit. It's unfortunate that I have such a fascination with technology because it's going to be difficult for me to keep my hands away from it. And I don't want to step on the work that Allie's trying to do. It will be interesting to see how that works in terms of what we're going to do with Llamas Wood and the Solar Clipper diary. I really need to have a different theme for Solar Clipper and another one for Llamas Wood than I have right at the moment. One of the problems with Solar Clipper is that the sidebar is so long. It's huge. And the problem is that it's difficult for people to know what's on the site unless it's listed someplace. And listing it all in the sidebar makes it look really cluttered. The theme that I pick, in spite of the fact that I was looking for one that had threaded comments, the theme that I picked doesn't have it. So I need to find a new theme. And in spite of all the work that I did on the graphics to create the banners and to have them float around a bit, the reality is that's not really doing what I needed to do. So we'll be working on that one as well. All part of the general overall rebranding of NathanLowell.com. I did have an interesting chat with Al yesterday about branding and what is the brand and what is the representation of the brand. And she is using the term brand to mean representation, where I use the term brand to mean the feeling that you get about the product or entity, in that case, me. And I think it's an important distinction. It's one of the classical ways of looking at marketing. And this idea that the logo is the brand is something that's been floating around for a while. And in a certain sense, yes, it is the most visible representation of the brand, but it is not the brand, much in the same way as a picture of me is not me. It's just representation of me. And so it's important to keep those ideas, I think, clear, even if we're going to use the terms in a vernacular way. So perhaps I'll talk about branding tomorrow. I'll heat up a little iron and we'll talk about branding. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.